Federal prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into Jerome H. Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve. The inquiry focuses on the massive renovation of the central bank's Washington headquarters, and whether Mr. Powell lied to Congress about the project's scope. Officials briefed on the situation say the investigation began in November, approved by Jeanine Pirro, a longtime ally of President Trump who now leads the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. This marks a sharp escalation in Mr. Trump's long-running feud with Mr. Powell. The president has repeatedly attacked him for refusing to slash interest rates. He has threatened to fire the Fed chair, even though he nominated him in 2017, and has floated a lawsuit over the $2.5 billion renovation, calling it incompetence. In an interview last week, Mr. Trump said he had already decided who he wants to replace Mr. Powell. Kevin A. Hassett, his top economic advisor, is a leading contender. Mr. Powell's term as chair ends in May, though he remains a Fed governor until 2028. He has not said whether he will stay on. On Sunday, in a rare video statement, Mr. Powell acknowledged that the Justice Department served the Fed with grand jury subpoenas. He called the investigation unprecedented and questioned its motives, but he insisted he has performed his duties without political fear or favor. He warned that the probe threatens the independence of the Federal Reserve. The threat of criminal charges, he said, is a consequence of the Fed setting interest rates based on what serves the public, not the president's preferences, he added. This is about whether monetary policy will be driven by evidence and economic conditions, or by political pressure and intimidation. Attorney General Pam Bondi's office declined to comment, except to say U.S. attorneys have been told to prioritize investigations of any abuse of taxpayer dollars. But launching an investigation is one thing. Winning an indictment, or making it stick, is another. Federal judges have already thrown out indictments against two of Mr. Trump's previous targets, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. A probe into Senator Adam Schiff has not produced enough evidence for a grand jury. Congress gave the Federal Reserve the authority to set interest rates free from presidential meddling. Lawmakers directed it to focus on low, stable inflation and a healthy labor market. Prosecutors have repeatedly contacted Mr. Powell's staff, seeking documents on the renovation. Asked about the investigation, Mr. Trump told NBC News he had no knowledge of it. I don't know anything about it, he said, but he's certainly not very good at the Fed, and he's not very good at building buildings. The president insisted the subpoenas had nothing to do with interest rates. I wouldn't even think of doing it that way, he said. What should pressure him is the fact that rates are far too high. That's the only pressure he's got. Lawmakers from both parties expressed deep skepticism. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, vowed to oppose any Fed nominee, citing reports of subpoenas. If there were any doubt that Trump advisors are pushing to end the Fed's independence, he said, there should be none now. Senator Elizabeth Warren echoed that concern. She accused Mr. Trump of trying to push Powell off the board entirely and install, as she put it, another sock puppet to finish his takeover of the central bank. Their investigation highlights the president's broader clash with the Fed. Other attacks have included an attempt to fire Governor Lisa D. Cook over allegations of mortgage fraud, a case now headed to the Supreme Court on the 21st of January. The renovations at the heart of the probe began in 2022 and are scheduled to finish in 2027. They are currently about $700 million over budget. The project aims to expand and modernize the Mariner S. Eccles building and another 1930s-era structure on Constitution Avenue. The Fed has said neither building has been comprehensively renovated in nearly 100 years. Work includes asbestos and lead removal, and upgrades for accessibility. A 2021 proposal described private elevators and dining rooms, water fountains, new marble features, and a rooftop terrace. Pressed by Congress last June, Mr. Powell denied that many of these features remain. There's no VIP dining room. There's no new marble. He said, we took down the old marble. We're putting it back up. Some pieces broke, so we'll have to use new marble. But there are no special elevators, just the old ones. He added that the plans have continued to evolve, and some features were scrapped. After his testimony, the Fed posted a frequently asked questions reaffirming his statements. The central bank blamed cost overruns on materials, labor, and unexpected problems, including extra asbestos and contaminated soil. Pause. The stakes are clear. This investigation is not only about marble, elevators, or budgets. It is about the future independence of America's central bank.